Hello, everyone. This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to the Strang Report podcast. I believe that my interview today with Clay Clark of the Reawaken America Tour is one of the most important I've ever done. A new documentary called Reawakening has just come out. I am so excited about it, and you're going to want to hear our conversation, not only about what it says, but about how it came about. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Stephen Strang, the founder of Charisma. This podcast is to encourage you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit and to discuss spiritual issues facing the church, our nation, and the world.
Welcome back. And Clay, thank you for fitting me in your busy schedule to talk. I mean, I don't know how in the world you do it, but you're pulling off these huge events around the country. In fact, one is in just a week from now, and I'll be privileged to be at the one in Dallas. But this Reawakening Tour has really taken off, and the documentary about it, I've been to both. I think the documentary in some ways is more stunning even than the live event. Tell me how it came about.
Well, I appreciate you allowing me to be here with your listeners. I can just say this is Steve, when you started Charisma Magazine, I wasn't there, but I'm sure that you felt called to do it. I mean, is that an accurate statement?
You know what? My story is not dramatic like yours. I was a 24-year-old newspaper journalist trying to do something for God. You know, my story is like Pat Robertson says, despise not the day of small beginnings. That's why I admire people like you that come out of the chute and boom, you know, you're just all over everywhere. That's kind of the story of what happened after the inauguration last year. I mean, you were very successful as a businessman, but your name was not exactly a household name.
Right, right. You're correct. And I will say to people out there, and I just want to clarify this, is that I have been very successful in business. And I, much like a lot of your listeners, in December of 2019, January of 2020, February, found myself saying, you know, God, what can you do? How can I, how can I serve you? What can I do to stop the quarantines, the curfews, the mandates, the lockdowns, these sorts of things? And I actually went down to my man cave and I asked my wife, I said, I went down to my man cave. My man cave is like a basement underneath my house. And my wife prompted me because my wife said, honey, you know, we consult with hundreds of clients all over the country, and they're all wanting to know what we're going to do as it relates to COVID-19. What are you going to tell your clients to do? And Steve, just a little context, my clients, we're talking over $1 billion of annual revenue my clients produce, right? So my wife's asking me, what are we going to tell our clients to do as it relates to COVID-19? And I said, I really need to do a deep dive to fully understand it, to fully ascertain the profundity of the times we're in. I need to understand it. So I go down to my man cave and I research, Steve, and I came out and I discovered five things that are fairly mind-blowing to me, and maybe they're mind-blowing to the listeners right now on your program. One, the CDC patented the coronavirus transmissible to humans in 2002. Steve, that means that the Centers for Disease Control actually patented the coronavirus transmissible to humans. Thus, they either patented a bioweapon, which is illegal, or they patented nature, which is illegal. So that was fairly wild. Two, I discovered that the models that said that 2.2 million Americans would die from COVID-19, those models were 100% false, fake, phony, false, whatever you want to call them. The models that said that 2.2 million Americans would die from COVID-19, those models were false. So, Steve, if the models are false, and if the CDC patented the coronavirus transmissible to humans, what does that mean? And then I discovered, three, is it the PCR test? Now, Steve, this is in January of 2020, or January of 2021, discovering that, this is crazy stuff. This is January of 2020. I discovered that the PCR tests were falsely calibrated. And someone says, how did you know that the COVID-19 PCR tests were falsely calibrated in 2020? Because the founder and the inventor of the PCR test, Dr. Kary Mullis, if everybody wants to look him up, it's Kary Mullis, K-A-R-Y-M-U-L-L-I-S. He actually, the inventor of the PCR test, has said on camera that his PCR tests should never be used in the way that Dr. Fauci was using them. And he actually came out and said that Dr. Fauci is a pathological, nefarious liar. So, Steve, I learned that The CDC patented the coronavirus transmissible to humans. The PCR tests are false. The models that said that 2.2 million Americans would die are false. Steve, I found on the National Institutes of Health website that hydroxychloroquine was an effective treatment for COVID-19 before President Trump even talked about it, because it was listed on the website.
But then when Trump mentioned it, suddenly it was just wrong. So much of this had to do with Trump. It's just crazy what the left took and ran with. And
Exactly. And so when you discovered that the Centers for Disease Control patented the coronavirus transmissible to humans, that the models that said that 2.2 million Americans would die from COVID are false, that the PCR tests are falsely calibrated, that COVID-19 is 100% treatable using budesonide and ivermectin. And then I discovered probably the most haunting or terrible thing, Steve. I knew there was a document called the Rockefeller Plan, which all your listeners can download at time2freeamerica.com, time2freeamerica.com. If they click on the button that says the Great Reset button at time2freeamerica.com, they can read about this. But I discovered that the Rockefeller Plan, which called for the release of a synthetic gain-of-function man-made virus, quarantines, curfews, lockdowns, and forced vaccinations, Steve, that document written in 2010 was being utilized now, that the Rockefeller Plan was actually being role played on video through a series called Event 201, and that Klaus Schwab had the audacity and the Luciferian boldness to go out there and write a book about it called The Great Reset, COVID-19, The Great Reset, that called for the ending of American sovereignty and the ending of personal property ownership this year, Steve. That's when I recognized, wow, I need to get involved. So I asked God, I said, God, what can I do to save this country? And I felt, Steve, almost an audible voice, but it was like this feeling of just, I knew exactly with 100% God-ordained clarity what I was supposed to do. And what I was supposed to do was to begin reawakening America. And Steve, I was like lamppost in the fog. I didn't have all the details figured out. So I went ahead and started hosting town hall meetings in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We'd have a weekly town hall during the lockdowns. I sued the mayor of Tulsa, Oklahoma. I would not comply because I knew that if I did, America would die. I did not know Dr. Vladimir Zelenko that just joined the Reawaken America tour. I didn't know Del Bigtree. I didn't know Dave Martin. I didn't know you, Steve. Although, Steve, I do appreciate Charisma because you're one of the few Christian publications that has not become politically correct and or woke in route to not becoming broke. You've seen so many of your colleagues, I'm sure. And you're not saying this. I'm saying this. A lot of people in the Christian media space have gone woke.
It's sad, but true.
And that's why when we did I started doing the Reawaken America events that at the time were called town halls. I sued the mayor. And my podcast, Steve, the Thrive Time Show business podcast, which hit number one on iTunes 6 times, the Thrive Time Show podcast, all of a sudden we started having doctors listen to our show, Steve, and attorneys listen to our show. And all of a sudden, my show, I talked to a lady today, Steve, from Italy, who listened to our show from Italy and said that the Reawaken America tour that I was discussing on my podcast was changing her life. I didn't know it was called the Reawaken America tour yet. I just knew it was the Thrive Time Show podcast. And Steve, it had historically been a business school podcast, a business podcast. So I had a lot of thinkers, critical thinkers, entrepreneurs that listened. We used to interview John Maxwell and Wolfgang Puck and, you know, Craig Rochelle and a lot of these more politically correct business pundits and religious leaders. And the world listened, Steve. And then, long story short, I got a Kim Clement prophecy sent to me via text. And you knew Kim, right, Steve? You knew Kim Clement.
I knew him from the 1990s, not long after he came over from South Africa. I knew him well. I even had him speak at one of our events. This is before he became real, real famous. And I saw the prophecy. He prophesied about someone named Clark. And this was like in maybe 2008, give or take. I don't remember. It's in the documentary. In fact, let me mention this. The documentary opened my eyes to so many things. You know, even your own show. You've had me as a guest on the show. I've listened to the show. But originally, you wouldn't talk about politics or religion. But you've changed your tune on that.
Brother, what happened is Revelation 3:12 happened to me. Revelation 3:12, King James Version reads, "Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him a new name." God was literally asking me and all your listeners if we would be willing to pick up the cross and follow Christ. And Steve, I answered the call. not knowing who Kim Clement was. And then, Steve, I started making big progress and getting big traction. And then Charles Kolaw, who owns a gym, it's called kolawfitness.com. It's a Christian-owned gym, like a picture like a platinum, like a Planet Fitness, but a Christian-owned Planet Fitness called kolawfitness.com, C-O-L-A-W-fitness.com. Charles Kolaw sent me a text message, Steve, like a missile into my brain. And I watched it. It talked about this guy named Mr. Clark and a guy by the name of Donald. And I thought, that's crazy. I don't know who Kim Clement is. I can't handle this. So I put my phone down, Steve. The next call that comes in, is from CJ Wheeler. Her website is bookitcj.com. I'm referencing all these so your listeners can prove it or disprove it. Or Steve, if you wanted to interview at some point CJ, she'll tell you. She's a PR consultant. She said, Clay, I have never seen doors open for people like this before. I've never seen it. She called me and says, Clay, One America News wants to interview you about your book, Fear Unmasked, that got banned. The first book, Steve, you can still buy a Mein Kampf on Amazon, but my book was the first book or one of the first books banned for hate speech about Corona, Steve.
It's crazy what's happening.
She said, Clay, Jen Pellegrino wants to interview you July 16th, 2020. I'll never forget it. From Washington, D.C. She says, I know you don't like to travel, but could you please go? I said, absolutely. Steve, it was my new name. My old name says I didn't want to travel. This, I said, I'll do it. So then I put the phone down, and then Richard Manning, M-A-N-N-I-N-G, he's going to be coming to the Reawaken America Tour in Dallas. He's a Fox News contributor. Richard Manning, he calls me right after CJ and says, Clay, the Trump administration is having a deregulation event July 16th. Steve, remember that date, July 16th, 2020, from the White House. Could you attend? And I go, what day did you just say? He said, July 16th, 2020. I said, well, yeah, I'll actually be there. Steve, think about the statistical improbability of that. Then I put the phone down again. Then CJ Wheeler texts me again. She says, hey, I'm sorry to blow up your phone, but Newsmax wants to interview you anytime during the weekend of July 16th from D.C. She said, Clay, Newsmax and One America want to interview you. It's crazy. And Steve, there was this thing called favor that was occurring. Momentum. So I went to the Trump deregulation event. I began to meet other critical sources. Next thing you know, I'm on the phone with you, your Mike Lindells and your General Flynn's and the people that are in the movement. But my show, I'd already been interviewing a lot of the doctors, like Dr. Richard Bartlett and Dr. Simone Gold and some of the big, you know, and all of a sudden the doctors started wanting to be connected to the Mike Lindells, and the Mike Lindells wanted to be connected to, and all of a sudden, Steve, the remnant emerged. And so I could not sleep. I had a hard time sleeping, and God was talking to me in my dreams. And they're very weird. Steve, have you ever had a dream where it's like the are you sleeping and are you awake gets blended, where it's hard to tell if you're awake or asleep? That kind of a
few times, yes. Not often.
This doesn't happen to me very much, you know? So I wake up, and I'm sweating profusely, and my wife is saying to me, what is going on with you? Because I normally, Steve, go to bed at 9 a.m., and I wake up at 3 a.m., and I just sleep. I'm out. I normally am like the fastest guy to fall asleep ever. I go to bed at 9 p.m., wake up at 3. I couldn't sleep. I said, babe, I feel like God wants us to do a Reopen America tour with General Flynn, where we expose the truth about medical fraud, election fraud, and mainstream media fraud, monetary fraud, and the Great Reset. And then we get people back to God. Like, it's a great big like revival. Like the call to action is for everyone. The call to action to save the nation is salvation. And my wife looks at me, Steve, I don't think I've ever shared this on a show before. You know that my wife actually changed my name in her phone?
To what?
The Real Clay Clark.
Why was that?
Because she's like, you're totally different now. Like, totally different, you know? Like, I would never, Steve, on the Thrive Time show, I never talked about religion or politics. That was my rule, Steve. I opened up my show for years saying that. Top-rated show and, you know, business radio there in Tulsa, Oklahoma, competing with Rush Limbaugh, top-rated podcast. And now I've told Vanessa, I said, I got to do it. She says, oh, okay, well, you need to call General Flynn then probably. So, Steve, we called General Flynn. I said, General Flynn, I think God wants us to do a Reopen America tour where we kill the spirit of fear. We explain the truth that the models are false, that said the 2.2 million Americans would die from COVID. The PCR tests are false. COVID-19 is 100% treatable using budesonide, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. We expose election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, monetary fraud, media fraud. And it's all about getting people back to God. And General Flynn says, I know, but it has to happen through the church. Now, Steve, General Flynn is not a religious leader. He's a general. What is the statistical probability that he would say yes to me? I don't know what that is, Steve. So we put tickets on sale. I told people, hey, you can buy a ticket. And, Steve, our building can accommodate maybe packed. I mean, 400 and 500 people. We put tickets on sale. I tell people. And, Steve, I didn't have even a ticketing system. I did not have a website to sell tickets. I just said, folks, if you want to buy a ticket, just text me, 918-851-0102, 918-851-0102. I made a little splash page thing at thrivetimeshow.com. And, Steve, we had over 50,000 people request tickets, and I only had room for 300 to 400 people.
Wow.
So have you watched, or, Steve, have you broken down the Kenneth Hagin 1963 prophecy?
Well, I saw it in the documentary, and I knew Papa Hagin. I interviewed him. I know the people out at Rhema fairly well. In my opinion, he was a great man of God. And it's amazing to look back and to see some of these prophecies kind of through, you know, the eyes of current events. But you're right. It's just absolutely incredible.
So, you know, not having any knowledge at all of Kenneth Hagin's prophecy, I didn't know. Well, it turns out 1963, Kenneth Hagin, you can find it on YouTube. In 1963, Kenneth Hagin said there would be an atheistic, communist, Marxist, and racially divisive spirit that would descend upon America. Sound familiar? And that the spark of the revival would start from Tulsa, Oklahoma. The worldwide revival, Steve, from Tulsa.
Wow.
And guess the only church willing to, we called all these civic centers, event centers, the only facility willing to host the tour for that. I was selling tickets to an event without a venue, Steve. People were asking me, Clay, we've sold 1,000 tickets to this event. Where are they going to go? I'm like, I don't know. And Steve, I'm calling all these places frantically believing that God would provide a place. And the one place that said yes was Rhema Bible College.
And they have a beautiful facility. I've been there many times. And that is when I first heard about you. You know, I heard about this event that was live streaming, and it was from Rhema, and I think it was called Health and Freedom. And I sat and watched several hours. I was blown away. I didn't know all this backstory, even though I knew Brother Hagin from the 80s. I attended his funeral. I had the early 2000s. I had so much respect for him. And you mentioned Kim Clement. Literally, when he was new to America, you know, I meet lots and lots of people. I remember sitting in Kansas City, Missouri, and having dinner with Kim and his wife and my wife. This was during the Bill Clinton administration. And he told us privately that he thought, I've never said this publicly, and he's, of course, gone by now. He said that he felt that Bill Clinton was going to be assassinated. And I went, whoa, you know, that's pretty heavy duty. Later on, I talked to him about it. He felt that that impeachment was a type of political assassination. Of course, Bill Clinton, you know, was not killed. It did, I'll admit, it put a few question marks in my mind. And then, you know, if you watched him, and you can watch him on YouTube, you know, he prophesies, he was a musician. He would kind of accompany himself. Sometimes he would kind of shake his head. You know, for people who aren't from the Pentecostal or charismatic background, this is just weird. You know, I could understand it. And I'll tell you, if you watch those videos, you could feel some kind of power. I saw the videos of him talking about Trump and some of the things that came to place. I've studied them very carefully because I wrote about them in my book, God and Donald Trump. That book was all about these prophecies about Trump coming true. Now, Kim Clement also said this person, who he was not real specific, he was kind of mystical about it. In hindsight, you can see exactly what it is. But he said he would be in for 2 terms. And, of course, Trump was in for 1 term. Now, there are some people that say, well, you know, maybe he'll be in later. I personally believe that Donald Trump won and that the election was stolen. But boy, that's not politically correct, is it? But that's my personal belief. But I was just amazed at how much Kim Clement's prophecies were true. There were 2 of them, a couple of years apart, and they came true. Now, the interesting thing or sad thing is that Kim Clement died early. He was in his mid-60s, and he was sick for about a year. He actually died the same month that Donald Trump was elected. So there's no way that those prophecies could have been concocted after the fact. Now, I missed the part about Mr. Clark. I just missed it. The documentary points it out. And, I mean, if that had happened to me, I would have just been blown away. How did it affect you when you heard that?
Well, you know, because I got I saw the prophecy for the first time on a Friday, and then that same day, C.J. Wheeler called me and told me they wanted me to go to D.C. on July 16th for a One America interview, and then Richard Manning called me and told me I'm going to the White House. And then, Steve, it was like the day was already overwhelming, and then C.J. called me back and said Newsweek wants me to come on July 16th to D.C. All of this on the same day I saw the prophecy for the first time. And I put the phone down, and I remember thinking to myself, because I started getting kind of like, I don't know, Steve, if you've ever felt like God move on you where your eyes kind of water. And it's not even like you're crying as much as it's just the profundity of the moment, if that makes any sense at all. It was just, what is going on? You know, it was like, what is happening? And so I played back the prophecy, which I just want to play a little clip here for everybody, because let me play this so you can understand what I'm talking about. I'll hit play here. Give me just 1 second. Let me play this for you. Here we go. This is from April 20th, 2013.
There's a man by the name of Mr. Clark, and there is also another man by the name of Donald. You are both watching me saying, could it be that God's speaking to me? Yes, he is. Somebody, just a few minutes before you came on the show, you went out and you took the American flag and you said, I'm proud of my nation. You raised it up. And God said, you have been determined through your prayers to influence this nation. You're watching me. You're an influential person. The Spirit of God says, hear the word of the prophet to you as a king. I will open that door that you prayed about. And when it comes time for the election, you will be elected. There will be.
Now, this is the thing. I did not take out the American flag, right? So I watched it again. I was obsessively watching it.
That God's speaking to me. Yes, he is.
Listen to this again. Here he goes.
Somebody, just a few minutes before you came on the show, you went out and you took the American flag and you said, I'm proud of my nation. You raised it up. And God said, you have been determined through your prayers to influence this nation. You're watching me. You're an influential person. The Spirit of God says, hear the word of the prophet to you as a king. I will open that door that you prayed about. And when it comes time for the election, you will be elected.
So right there, I went and watched it again, Steve, and I'm looking at it, and I'm going, well, that part didn't happen because I never did take out the American flag right before I went on a show. And then I get a knock at my door, and it's a pretty persistent knock. And it's a man by the name of Nace Roberts. Nace Roberts, his company's MMM-USA. They make parts for Tesla and the U.S. military, the U.S. Army. And he's a client of mine. And he says, Clay, can I come in real quick? I said, sure. He said, right before you went on the show today, I took out the American flag and I said, I'm proud of this nation. I'm going, what did you just say? So I went back, Steve. And I watched it again.
You came on the show. You said, somebody just a few minutes before you came on the show, you went out and you took the American flag and you said, I'm proud of my nation. You raised it up. And God said, you have been determined through your prayers to influence this nation. You're watching me.
And Steve, that's when it occurred to me that, wow, this was actually for me. Steve, and I had to have all those confirmation points. So from that point forward, I don't know that it impacted me as much as it created this, that God all of a sudden started opening doors for me that I did not have the capacity to open up in my own strength. If that makes any sense, Steve, it's not me. It was God opening doors. Yes, I'm a hard worker. Yes, I wake up at 3 a.m. every day. Yes, I grind every single day. I know very few people that will put in as much effort as I do. But Steve, no matter you know this, no matter how much effort you put into something, if God's not behind something, there's just certain doors that aren't going to open, Steve.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, there are probably people that are listening to this that are having a hard time tracking. But, you know, there is a spiritual realm that is as real as the realm of things that we see and feel and touch. And America does not operate in the spiritual realm. To most people, this is crazy. But anyone who's been touched by the Spirit of God in any way, certainly not as dramatic as you've been, understands, Clay, what you're talking about. And most of us, I know I certainly do, want to experience that. I think most people want to experience God. And, you know, to me, this is the amazing thing about the story, the story about Reawaken, which is basically your story. And, you know, I watched it with great interest. This is not a puff piece, as we sometimes say in journalism. This is not a puff piece about how great Clay Clark is. It's about some very, very serious things happening in America. Anyone who's got their eyes open and is spiritually tuned at all is very, very concerned. And here is God kind of touched you almost supernaturally, like you have been describing, and is using you in an incredible way. And the story's not over. The documentary, and I'm trying to remember how long the documentary is. Isn't it like 2 hours long? You know, it's like a major motion picture. But it's the first part. It's the first part. This story is ongoing. And, you know, this isn't a fictional movie. This is real. But it almost seems like fiction.
It's almost like you're watching Braveheart, right? But it's happening right now. And I'm not the Braveheart. I'm kind of like I feel like my job, this whole Reawaken America tour thing, Steve, you and I met, I don't know, I think we met probably, 6 months ago over the phone? Would that be accurate? Maybe 7 months ago?
Right.
Does that seem pretty accurate? And I felt like you and I became kind of fast friends because, Steve, you're around business guys, right? You understand people that can talk business. You know what I mean? You get it.
I'm a businessman myself.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you get it and I get it, right? And you have to be able to, like, speak succinctly to business people in order to organize an event. You know, you can't invite, like just this week, Steve, you know, we got attacked in Fox News and CNN and a bunch of variety of media outlets for the last Reawaken America tour event we went to. And Steve, as a result of this, think about this. Some say it might decrease the momentum. No, we had Dr. Dave Martin, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, Dr. Del Bigtree, Dr. Peter McCullough, Sean Foyt, Karen Kingston. They all reached out to make sure that they could be added to the tour for future locations, Steve.
Wow.
Steve, we have the biggest name that we've yet to announce, and I can't announce their name yet because we're like, you know, within hours away of confirming those details. Steve, we're getting household names reaching out to us saying, hey, can I come on the tour? I mean, Jim Brewer, the comedian that's been canceled from culture for refusing to perform at venues that require the COVID-19 vaccines. That Jim Brewer, he's joining the tour. I mean, there's an energy behind it right now. I'm just telling you folks that it is supernatural. It's not about me. It's really not even about we the people. I think it's all about he. It's all about America getting back to God. And Steve, I know, Steve, you grew up in an era where you could let your kids go outside. Remember that, Steve? You could let your kids go outside.
Oh, our parents left the doors unlocked.
Yeah. You know why you did it? Because most people feared God in America. Okay. Proverbs says, for the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom. Proverbs 9:10, right? It says, for the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Steve, we live in a culture now where very few people fear God.
You're right about that. And, you know, I'm a few years older than you, and when I was in elementary school, we used to stand by our desks before we went to lunch and recite the Lord's Prayer. And this was before the 1962 ruling that took Bible reading 1 year and prayer out of the schools, and where now it's almost like wrong to say anything religious. You can say anything else in the world, including all kinds of profanity and everything else, but you can't even hardly mention religion or God or anything. It's just an indication of what's happening in our country, and people who are religious are portrayed as kooks, unimportant, old-fashioned, bigots, you name it, and people who don't know what gender they are, et cetera, are somehow held up as role models.
Steve, there was a pastor friend of mine. I talked to him today, Pastor Chad Everett of the Rhodes Church in Illinois. Pastor Chad Everett, friend of mine, client of mine. There's a woman in his church, Steve, that experienced a supernatural healing this week at church. Like one of those, you know, one of those ones, Steve, where everybody can verify that it happened, right? A woman's battling cancer, and everybody who knows her knows about the situation, and she experiences a supernatural healing. And Steve, she's being demonized in her community because she claims to have been healed. And even the people around her know she was healed, but people around her are like, yeah, we know you're healed, but let's keep it quiet because we don't really want to create divisiveness in our community. I mean, that's what we've got as a culture.
That if somebody is healed, they were sick and now they're not, everybody would be happy.
Right.
In fact, that's a story we're going to follow up on because I hadn't heard about it till now. You know, podcasts by their nature are not real long, and there's so much more we could talk about. I'm excited about this documentary, but really people ought to watch it to get the backstory. This is the inside story. It's drilling down. Some of the things we talked about are things that are covered in the documentary. So as we wrap this up, how did this come about? I mean, did somebody approach you about it?
Yeah. And I want to be very clear with the details here. This is interesting. You know, we're doing the Reawaken America tour, and a lady by the name of Joan, who works here. And Joan, by the way, I wish I had her on the mic, Steve, so you could meet this lady. She's a sweet lady. She's a PhD. She doesn't need to work. She volunteered to help on the Reawaken America tour. She called me and said, I would like to work for free to help save this nation. Okay? Now, we pay Joan now, but, you know, she was willing to work for free. And the hosts of the Flyover Conservative podcast, they reached out and said they wanted to buy a ticket. The hosts of the Flyover Conservative podcast reached out to buy a ticket. Joan spoke to them, and somehow there was a connection made. Next thing you know, Matt Thayer and Joy Thayer, who were actually – Matt Thayer was actually in the building when Kim Clement was giving his Trump will become a trumpet prophecy.
Wow.
He was actually there. Matt Thayer was there. And so Matt Thayer, he had connected with the Flyover Conservatives. And he knew about the Kim Clement prophecies and was kind of curious as to what's going on with, you know, your Clay Clark friend who's doing these events. And somehow through the Flyover Conservatives, they made an introduction. And then I'm on the phone with Matt and Steve, you know this because you guys do work with brilliant authors and you work on great movies. And, you know, you work with Jonathan Cahn and so many great voices in the Christian world right now. It costs money. You know, Steve, to produce a documentary, you know, it costs money to really do it well. And, you know, you want to do it well because we don't want people to reject the packaging. So I started talking to Matt and I said, Matt, you guys shot the documentary called The Trump I Know, which is the only documentary authorized by President Trump. He said, well, yeah. And he started talking
about
how
it was
really
very good. I saw it. I was before I ever met Matt. It's very good documentary. But go ahead.
And he was telling me how he wanted to take the Reawaken America tour and turn it into a documentary. And Steve, as you know this, when you bring in investors, you know, to produce something, a lot of times when you produce a movie, you bring in an outside investor and the outside investor gets to call the shots. That's how it works typically, you know. So if they want to take something out or add something, usually the outside investor gets to do that. And I just said, Matt, I feel like if we're going to do this, I want there to be a purity and an integrity with the message. He said, absolutely. I said, so can my wife and I fund it ourselves? I mean, is that okay if I just pay? It's like $250,000 an episode, Steve, to put this together. And he said, yeah, if you want to. So we, you know, put up the money. And then Matt began shooting it. And I just said, hey, I don't really want to influence the creativity of the film at all. All I would ask is that you would interview the biggest players in the movement. You know, let's get Mike Lindell. Let's get Roger Stone. Let's get General Flynn. And I'm going to introduce you to the people who are making the biggest impact behind the scenes. Let's get Dr. Bartlett. Let's get Ann Vandersteel. Let's get them all. And then you guys share that story. And so episode one is all Matt Thayer. I had virtually no input in what they shot, what they created, what they edited. And I felt like that God just wanted us to fund it so that the purity of the message would not be corrupted. But, you know, bringing in an outside investor that may think that a Kim Clement prophecy sounds pretty far-fetched. Because, Steve, I am the Mr. Clark in the Kim Clement prophecy, and I think it is far-fetched. But God is real, and God is blowing my mind, and God is using me, and people around me are telling me, Steve, people around me are telling me, they go, dude, you're very different than you were 4 years ago. And I'm saying, well, what? And they go, those, I mean, like, example, Steve, Marty Grisham, he's a roofer in Tulsa, longtime client. He runs a company called Oklahoma Roof Nerds. He came into my business and he said to me, Clay, this is before the lockdowns. He said, Clay, God's going to use you in a powerful way this year. I don't know how, but he's going to do it. And then when the lockdowns started happening, he started having prophetic words that there would be a guy by the name of Mr. Clark that would serve as a spark to ignite boldness in others. And I'm going, Marty, I don't know where you're going with these prophecies, but can you record them? And can we put them in Dropbox so I can refer back to them later? He goes, absolutely, brother. And Steve, I've had a lady by the name of Kathy from the UK who sent me a spot on prophecy. Steve, I'm having people that I don't know call me to give me a prophecy that God gave them about me. And it's accurate, Steve. They're telling me things that only I would know that God showed them on the other side of the ocean.
Wow. You know, God's reality is real, and I don't mean to be redundant. A lot of people question it because so many Christians question it. You know, there are good Christian, church-going people who believe that all this is a bunch of nonsense. You know, we need to be in the middle of the road, or we need to be a little bit liberal, or now, unfortunately, a lot of them are going woke. And anything that has to do with God's power or prophecy or anything else is debunked as and, you know, the thing is that there are a lot of prophecies that go around that, you know, the Bible says to judge prophecy because prophecy is not always right. And there are certain prophets that have kind of given a bad name. But Kim Clement has stood the test of time and is almost becoming something of an icon within the prophetic movement because of the accuracy of what he has to say. And then there are a lot of people that are not very well known. You know, you don't become a prophet to become popular and have a TV ministry. You know, there are a lot of just God-fearing people that God speaks to, like this lady in the UK and some of the other ones you mentioned. And, you know, the purpose of my publication and my life's work is to try to help people to understand what's going on, to be able to hear God's voice, to be able to discern between right and wrong, good and evil. And if ever we need discernment by the Lord, by the Holy Spirit, it's in these days. And, you know, I'm going to invite you back on my podcast. We have so much more to talk about. But why don't we close by you telling people why they should watch this documentary, which I am so honored to come alongside you and to try to promote. I am spending most of my time these days promoting this new documentary, The Reawakening, and I'll come back at the end of the podcast and share with people how they can get it from our new Charisma Plus platform and also get some free stuff, including my own book, God and Cancel Culture. Notice how I just kind of slid that in there, Clay. But I want you to give you the last word and just tell people why they should pay $17.76. Boy, that was clever marketing, and it's worth every penny. And then, and you know, a couple hours of their time, what will they get out of watching this documentary?
Well, I think the one thing you're going to get, and I always go back to the Bible, Steve. I always try to cite the Bible, you know, revisit the Bible. Proverbs 29:18 reads, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. I think a lot of people, Steve, have lost hope because they don't see God's vision for America and for the world right now. I think a lot of people are not keeping God's laws because they feel like God has left the building. No, it's not God has left the building. It's God's people that have turned away from him, Steve. So in Luke, it says, this would be Luke chapter 6, verse 26. It says, woe unto you when men shall speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. Steve, many people are wanting to be liked by everybody. But the Christian faith, Matthew 5, 10 through 11, and I was reading Matthew this morning, and it's the profundity of the words in Matthew, mind-boggling, but it says here, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. So, Steve, if you want to have some courageous courage in your life, if you want to get to a place where you have a courageously bold faith, where you want to be inspired, you want to be empowered to know about election fraud, medical fraud, monetary fraud, mainstream media fraud, Steve, if you want to know why is the Pope hosting a transhumanism meeting of the mind? What? Why is the Pope hosting a transhumanism meeting of the minds at the Vatican? What? If you want to know, what is the Great Reset? So, Steve, if you want to know in the natural, what is election fraud, medical fraud, you can learn all that. That's one. You're going to learn election fraud, medical fraud. Two, reason two to watch this series, you're going to see in the supernatural how God is using idiots like myself. And I say an idiot, I want to make sure we're clear. When I'm being self-deprecating, I want to be very clear about how I attack myself. Idiot is a stupid person. A person of low intelligence. Steve, I was spiritually dumb before 2020. It took the chaos of 2020 to allow me to see clearly what God is doing in the lives of others and what God wanted to do with my life. So if you're out there and you say, I want to know in the natural, the truth about medical fraud, election fraud, religious fraud, mainstream media fraud, that's a great movie to watch, The Reawakening. If you're saying spiritually, I just want to be educated. I want to be inspired. It's going to be fabulous. And third, just the production level of it, Steve. I mean, it's produced next level. I mean, this is what President Trump, I mean, he's, you know, obviously one of the world's wealthiest people. He could have had any documentary team he could find come in and shoot a documentary about the Trump administration, but he didn't. He chose these guys. The production level is some of the best production I've seen in a long time, Steve. So I encourage everybody, check it out. It's the Reawakening documentary series. And I am the least intelligent member of the team, the most spiritually stupid person. I mean, I'm reading that Bible like it's going out of style every day now, Steve. But I can tell you, God is using the Thayer team, Matt and Joy Thayer, to produce this documentary to wake up America, to wake up the world. It's called the Reawakening documentary series. Check it out.
Well, I think that's a good place to leave it. I wish we had more time. I will invite you later. I am looking forward to seeing you in Dallas in just a few days. Of course, people will be listening to this a long time later, and I will be back with another message, some more information about the Reawakening documentary. I'm back in the studio. Thank you for listening this long. Wasn't that powerful? I wanted to tell you more about this documentary. It's coming out in mid-December. I realize that a lot of you will listen to this after that. And Clay Clark and his team have allowed us to have an exclusive on our Charisma Plus website. So right now, for the next couple of weeks, you can only get it from us. And you go to this website. It's watchreawakening.com. The documentary is called Reawakening, kind of a takeoff of reawakenamericatour.com, and the word watch, watchreawakening.com. When you go there, you can live stream it, you can own it, you can rent it. And also, there are some other offers. There's an upsell for my book, for Stella Emanuel's book. There's a subscription to Charisma Magazine. There's some free ebooks. It's worth going and checking out. And if you follow Charisma Media at all or the Strang Report, my newsletter, we are sending out emails telling everyone about it. And this podcast will be part of what we use to get out the word. We're not just trying to sell a documentary, although it's well worth the $17.76 that it cost. We're trying to get out the word, and you have different tools and different platforms and different ways to communicate. And this documentary communicates very, very powerfully. It's very different than a podcast. It's very different than a print magazine or a digital article. But all of them are effective ways to communicate. So please, go to watchreawakening.com and check out this documentary. There's also a free trailer if you just want to watch the free trailer. And as always, if you're not happy, if you notify us, we will refund your money. So check it out, watchreawakening.com. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report. on the Charisma Podcast Network. I just passed 12 million downloads. I ought to probably do a podcast on it. But thank you for listening. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Stephen Strang. Stay up to date with the latest episodes by subscribing on your favorite podcast app and at cpnshows.com. Get the latest reports delivered directly to your inbox by subscribing at strangreport.com.